Archansky Sports Notebook, exclusively on 97.9 FM WCHL.
Do the Tar Heels play to win or not to lose? This is Archansky with Monday Sports Notebook. Those Carolina fans who are psychology majors, therapists, or PhDs are probably having a session with themselves watching the current basketball team show its various multiple personalities. Take Saturday's win over Ohio State at the United Center in Chicago, for example. The Heels played one of their best, if not the best, halves of the season against the 12th-ranked Buckeyes, shooting well, dominating the boards, and leading by as many as 16 points until just before halftime. Then they lost the poise they had shown for 19 minutes by giving up two baskets in 35 seconds, while Roy Williams told them in a timeout to hold the ball for the last shot. Marcus Page jacked up a 25-footer with 6 seconds to play, and Ohio State went down to score at the buzzer on a rebound and assist pass from Shannon Scott, the son of former UNC All-American Charlie Scott. Williams fumed as he left the court. He had called it T.O., baby, told them what to do, and even reminded them that they had two fouls to give. But the Buckeyes went the length of the court in 4 seconds to get a shot of adrenaline going into the break. The second half was the same way, only worse. Carolina led by as many as 17 points and was still up 10 with 4:44 left in the game. That's when the Heels appeared to be playing scared, trying to protect the lead instead of closing out the game. They went 1-for-8 at the free throw line, missed two layups, and was suddenly holding an 8-point lead. At the same time, their defense was good enough to hold the Buckeyes scoreless for most of the last minute and held on to win 82-74. Boy, Dr. Jekyll and Mr. Hyde would love this group. What do you make of a team that plays 35 minutes looking like a well-balanced championship contender, patient against Ohio State's zone and out-rebounding the Buckeyes by 13, then misses 7 free throws, some of them badly, and begins throwing panicky passes that made them look downright scared? Certainly not the hallmarks of a legendary program. All at once, it was Carolina's best performance of the season for 35 minutes and one of its worst for the other 5. It was enough to leave Williams feeling fortunate to win and frustrated as all get out. The happy song isn't exactly playing in my head right now, old Roy said, as he sent his team home for a Merry Christmas. This is Archansky. See ya.